Bonnie Evingson, backed up by Sam Miltich and his band. It's November 17th, 1953. You're listening to WHIB in Hibbing, Minnesota, iron ore capital of the world.
WHIB!
Hey, Jerry, you're late.
Sorry, yeah, we had trouble with the Germans.
Yeah, Germans. I haven't heard that one in a few years.
Hallo, I am Angela Ebing from Germany, a cousin of Frank Ebing, founder of this village. Your company has asked I review your mining operations to improve them.
I heard about this. Don't know why they did that. We sent the women home after the boys came back from the war. The only lady we tolerate now is Big Bertha, and that because she runs on diesel.
I see. And why do you apply the feminine gender to your P&H 1055 cable shovel?
That's easy. She's kind of fussy. That's why. Right?
Yeah. You said it.
She is fussy because you operate her incorrectly. Clearly, this unit's engine is misfiring. Adjustments to the timing belt will quickly solve this. Here, open the hood.
Big Bertha.
Further, proper industrial lubricant will address the creaking and groaning. By making those repairs, you will improve output 24%.
Wow, we'll be in business for 100 years at that rate.
Nein, your operations won't last long like this. Plainly, I can see you are running out of this soft surface ore. You will need to begin processing this taconite ore along the edges of your pit if you wish to continue extracting ore from this district.
Taconite. That'll never happen. That's the stuff Dr. E.W. Davis from the University of Minnesota keeps yakking about. You know how much blasting and crushing we'd have to do to mine taconite?
Yeah, a great deal, but you would need to only pass favorable tax legislation and it would become economically feasible. Also, in time, you could automate much of the process and use far fewer workers. As you say, easy peasy.
Whoa, when you say fewer workers, you're not talking about us, right?
Nein. You guys will be fine. Dead of heart disease 2 years after retirement.
thank God for that. Just like Dad.